Well, Jerry, you've published another book, and it's got a really long title. Do the honors.
Okay. It is the Home Place History and Receipt Book, History, Folklore, and Recipes from Life on an Upper Southern Farm a Decade Before the Civil War, and it is under Geraldine Ann Marshall.
You have yourself been an interpreter at the Home Place.
Not an interpreter, but a storyteller. I've gone down several times to the different storytelling events and told stories.
Sure.
And demonstrated making corn shuck dolls.
And had a great time doing it.
Of course. It's a lot of fun down there.
I get the feeling that this book is really from your heart, and it has diary entries from ladies of the time.
It does.
Wow.
It does. I really felt that was a lot of what made it come alive. We have diaries from Jane Jones and Betty Gleaves, who were ladies that lived in the 1850s in the Tennessee areas, and also some from a gentleman named Samuel Stacker. But it was particularly the ladies I connected with, what their life was like, and what they might have just been going through in their lives.
You've got over 200 recipes, receipts, instructions, traditions, and tales?
Oh, right. We started out mostly as a cookbook, but it really evolved into a history book with recipes. We used not only recipes that are currently cooked down at the home place, which are their interpretations of historical recipes, but we went back to the original sources of the 1800s, particularly my favorite being a book by Letice Bryan called The Kentucky Housewife, and we used a lot of those recipes. And then we went into, both the diary entries and also books that described the times and local traditions and folklore to illustrate how all these were a part of life.
Gosh, it's beautifully illustrated with both photographs and drawings.
Yes, and those I cannot take much credit for. Cindy Earls, who is the events coordinator.
Sure.
And was our project coordinator.
I think of her as Miss Pickin' Party.
Right, that's exactly right. She gathered together photographs, most of them by Jennifer Lee Roberts, who is an interpreter down at the home place, did a number of line drawings, some by her son, Michael, and some by Brooke Gilley, who is largely at the Nature Center. And it became a real collaboration.
Now, I'd love to hear a few recipes.
Okay. Well, I went through and picked a few out. As I said, I especially felt bonded with Letice Bryan, who wrote The Kentucky Housewife, and it was published in 1839, so much so that her recipes almost sounded like poems to me. And so I broke them, being a poet myself, I broke them into poetry lines in the book. And so I encourage people, as they read them, not only for the ideas and the recipes, but just to hear the words. And I'm going to read one with Valentine's Day coming up called Kisses and Secrets. Beat the white of 6 eggs to a stiff froth. Add the juice of an orange or lemon and stir it into powdered loaf sugar a little at a time till it is of the consistence of thick dough, adding a very little starch. Have ready some small paper cases about 3/4 inch square. Put some buttered paper on 10 sheets, lay on them the cases, drop in each a large teaspoonful of the sugar and egg, make them smooth, and bake them for a few minutes in a moderate oven. Then take them out of the cases, wrap around each a slip of paper containing a single verse or pun, and envelope them separately in small pieces of fine white paper that is neatly fringed, giving each end a twist. Oh. And that is Lettice Bryan, the Kentucky Housewife, 1839.
Can you imagine?
And she really, the wording and the comparisons, I'm not sure she ever wrote anything else, but she just really, I love the way she described her recipes. Another holiday very much celebrated in the 1850s would have been George Washington's birthday. And Washington cake would have been very commonly served. And so let me read a quote from one of the diaries, which I think is so much fun. And this is from the diary of Betty Gleaves, February 23rd, 1858. She says, "Knitting a collar, the crochet stitch, men went out on town. Some of them were so drunk, they fell off their horses. Oh, so distressing." So the men were maybe perhaps celebrating, and the women were making the Washington cake. Do you want me to read the Washington cake recipe?
Would love to hear it, sure.
Okay, this is Washington's cake. There are three, actually, in the cookbook. And again, I'll read the one from Lettice Bryan. "Dissolve a teaspoonful of saleratus in a small teacupful of boiling water. Let it set by the fire a few minutes and stir in 3 gills of buttermilk. Beat to a cream a pound of butter and a pound of powdered sugar and mix them with the water. Add a glass of white wine and 2 powdered nutmegs, and then stir in alternately 6 beaten eggs and 18 ounces of flour. Stir it well till mixed and very smooth. Put in a buttered square pan and bake it in a moderate oven." And I should say that saleratus was an early form of baking soda, and Gill could be either Gill or Jill, and we have conversion measurements in the book for those who don't happen to know those things.
Have you made the recipe?
I have to admit that most of the recipes are ones that they had made at the home place itself. Charlotte Huggins was my food consultant, and she has made all these recipes have been made. I personally have not made them all. It's Don Edgerton, who wrote the classic on Southern foods, wrote in my cookbook he gave me to Jerry, "Who Would Rather Write Than Cook." So I have not made them all, but they have all been tested out.
That's just great.
And so true. When I was raising a family, I did do a lot of cooking, but now I'm better at putting it all together and putting in the stories and the folklore and history and letting Charlotte and some of the interpreters test out the recipes.
I was interested in the variety of vegetables that would be handy on the farm and how to deal with them. In particular, poke salad.
Poke salad, yes. Well, that's a very classic, I think, all through the South. My mom, though I have to say I was surprised, is 86, and she said, "Well, I've never heard of that." And I said, "Well, wait, didn't you grow up in Kentucky?" So obviously not everywhere, but certainly in our area. And we do, in the spring section, we have all those types of recipes. In the summer section, we kind of have a little bit of warning there, you know, to make sure you know what you're doing. And so we've put them in for historical interest, and we assume that people will, make sure they recognize wild foods before they eat them. But we do have all the directions in there And again, we have, you know, quotes from the people of the area and the people of the time. Let's see, I have one here for Poke Asparagus. You want me to read that one?
Sure.
Okay. Again, I'm reading all these from Lettice, who is certainly, we have many other authors of the 1800s, plus, of course, some modern interpretations, but she is the one who reads so well. This is Poke Asparagus. Poke, when gathered at the proper season and nicely dressed, is considered by many people to be as fine as asparagus. It is called poke asparagus, and as such, frequently cultivated in gardens. It is the young, tender stalks of the common pokeberry plant that shoots forth in spring and should be gathered when about the size of asparagus of the largest size. Scrape and cut the stalks of equal length, soak them in fresh water for an hour or two, and then boil them as directed for asparagus. Serve them warm, lay round them on the edge of the dish, small buttered toasts, and send them with a boat of melted butter seasoned with pepper.
A boat.
Yes, a boat of melted butter. There's many wonderful expressions about sending things warm to the table, putting them in the size of a walnut. Just lots of wonderful metaphors and similes. So you can certainly love this book if you are a cook, but you can also love it if you are a poet. Or love to read poetry.
Well, I'm real proud that you shared with us today.
Certainly recommend it to your public and school libraries. It will be a great reference to have on Southern cooking, and particularly of this area, which is not so much covered, this time period in this area.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.